The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Wake up! Wake up!
Oh my God, what is wrong with
you? What is wrong with you?
Everything shut down.
Shut it down! Shut it down!
We're gonna shut everything down.
Shut it down. Shut it all down.
Shut down is right.
Everything shut down.
Not us.
This show is open for business.
And we're here for you.
This is show business.
Show business.
And the show must go on. So without further ado.
Hey! Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
Now it's your duty to sit on the couch. It's as simple as that.
Hey! They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Happy Wednesday. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up? What's happening? Hey. How you doing?
Hey, y'all, buddy. I heard you shuffling around this morning through the board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
It's kind of funny. So Hunter obviously still in his basement. We are a week and a half into Hunter broadcasting from his basement, and so every morning I just turn on his little pod that he comes through, and I can always tell when you're there because I just hear a little shuffle around. Usually Tito's like meow, and then okay, Hunter's here. He's here. He's
ready to go. Can hear me getting ready, getting everything prepped, and getting everything squared away here in my own personal studio, which is my basement, I guess.
Anything's a studio if you believe hard enough, Hunter. That's right.
100%, you know? Holding it down, man. You know, so how are you doing with the old day number two, right? Day number two of the lockdown, if you will.
The official lockdown. I'm doing good, you know? Good Lord. Sorry about that. That's a reminder for us to do a decent morning show so we can't let it down again. I'm doing all right. You know, it's just the second day, really. We've had one full day of lockdown, you know, the stay home, stay safe executive order. I don't think people are taking it as serious as they should. So there were some people out. Obviously, I'm still going from work to home and home to work. That's really the only thing I'm doing. Haven't gone crazy yet, but it is only day two, and this is going on for, 3 weeks? So we got some time yet. We got some time.
So I went out yesterday. I had to get some essentials, man. I made the mistake. I told the story yesterday of how I left my grill on low for the whole weekend and basically deplenished all of my propane that I was so happy about the other week. So I had to go refill that just because it's nice to have propane. Yeah. You know, you never know. In an emergency, it'd be nice to have propane. So I felt obligated to go do it.
Yep.
But it was just weird. It's just, I'm telling you, man, going out and just doing that and knowing that you have to do something, it's kind of essential.
Yep.
You know, I might have grabbed a bottle of booze, too, but that's kind of essential.
It is very essential.
It's just the roads are clear. It's weird when I went in there, like, go pay for it. Like, everybody is just, they have lines, you know, where you stand.
Yep.
You got to stand at the line 6 feet, and then there's another 6 feet. There's another line where you can stand.
Which is good. That's, you know, that's what we need to do. We got to flatten this curve, man. So it just hopefully people heed the warnings and do it. But you are right. I went out and went fishing for just a little bit because the DNR said I could. And, just, you know, kind of like, you know, when you're walking, you kind of spread yourself out, you know, you give yourself that a little bit more of a berth and everything like that. But yeah, the roads were even around like a rush hour time. I mean, the roads were empty. It's crazy.
Yeah. And you know, on a positive note, and I want to touch on this a little bit later, too, because I want a lot of people to hear this. Hanging out on the porch yesterday, just because that's what you do when you're in quarantine. I don't feel bad doing it now. I don't feel like a lazy piece of trash when people walk by like, this guy have a job? What the hell? He's out there like every day.
No.
So now I'm kind of proud. I'm loud and proud. But me and the wife were out there sitting on the porch and just people walking by. You can already tell that people are starting to get a little bit more nice. They're starting to be a little bit more, hey, how you doing, neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
How's it going? You know, I felt like Mr. Rogers and everybody. So there was a lot of people walking yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was just nobody was driving. Everybody was walking. I literally saw like 1,000 people walk by my house yesterday, it felt like. But everybody was just chipper. They had a little hitch in their step. They were looking up and just kind of nodding their head like, yeah, how's it going? You know?
It's weird.
Are you doing okay over there? Like, it was It was a good feeling, I should
say. Well, I want to talk more about that because that's interesting to me. We'll explore the human psyche a little bit later on. So, folks, we got a lot of stuff lined up for you. Make sure you stick around. Got some giveaways. Got your prank phone call of the week. Honor Credit Union's calling in. So I want you to hang out. All right, let's take a quick break right now. We'll be back in just a few. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX.
With Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. 613, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
What's up, buddy? I'm already bored with myself. I need someone in here to talk. Like, I know I got you over the phone here, over the rig, but it's not quite the same.
Not quite the same, man. It's a little bit weird, but you know what? We might have to get used to it for a
while. I know. For a while, man. What?
So we got an email from our boss just kind of updating us with everything, what's going on,
you know,
what the future's going to be, and, you know, the immediate futures, blah, blah, blah. You know, I just shot him a nice text back, man. Like, you know what? There's a lot of people out of work right now. There's a lot of people kind of wondering and twiddling their thumbs and thinking, what's going to happen? And, fortunately, I'm not one of those. I still get to work from out of my house, so I just kind of thanked them for that. So.
Yeah, it's worked out for us, and we've made the best with the situation. It's the human-to-human contact that I think, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, this is great. I get to get away from everybody. But me being, you know, a fairly, you know, outgoing person in that sense, our job is to, you know, meet people, hang out with people, talk to people. That's where I'm going a little stir crazy. And now, like, too, we've adjusted Kiki's schedule. So she's not going to be, like, coming into the studio in the morning. She's coming in later on in the day so we can keep people separated. So I'm almost ready to buy, like, a mannequin or something that I can put here in the studio, very Hunter-esque. So basically a tall, pasty mannequin would be perfect. A tall, skinny, pasty mannequin. And then I'll draw a little boy band beard on him, and I can put him in your chair.
I don't know what you're going to end up doing to that damn thing, though. I when I get back, I don't want to see it. It'd be weird. It'd be like, that's me, but in the mannequin form.
I mean, it'd be weird if I got, you know, like a life-size, like, sex doll. That would be weird. And then I got it in your likeness. Then we'd have something to worry about in my loneliness. But for a mannequin, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So if anybody knows...
Actually, the Orchards Mall, they probably have a thousand of them.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know what? I'm gonna call the old JCPenney and see if they got any mannequins for sale. Do you have any tall, skinny, pasty mannequins? Why, yes. Right. Yes, we do.
Do you have any tall, tan, hot mannequins?
What? Possibly wearing board shorts and a puka shell necklace. Just cause.
Did you have any mannequins dressed up like they were going back to O2 spring break Daytona by chance?
We'll be back with sports. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Brock Hunter.
What's up,
you ace? All right, let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. I don't know if you've had these. They are amazing. We got to have them a little bit before the everything kind of broke down. I wish I would have bought more. Probably my next trip to the grocery store for my essentials, I'm going to pick up a variety pack. So Kiki's happy. She really loves them. So check them out. What do we got for sports, Hunter? Anything going on?
All right, so yes, we don't have much going on, but I have some. I have a kind of a big local story here.
Ooh.
A nice front page. Hey, this is a local boy from our hometown, and we should praise him a little bit.
Nice.
This is actually pretty cool, man. Local sports news here for you. This is actually from Andy. Andy was like, hey, man, I know you're running slim on sports, so here's something for you. And I appreciate this, Andy, because you're right.
The dead guy guy.
Yeah. Carlos Scooby Johnson from Benton Harbor High School was voted Mr. Basketball on the state of Michigan by all of the state's high school coaches.
Dude, that's baller, man.
Yes, he says here, lots of info on it on Town Crier Wire. It was also the front page of the paper, I believe.
Nice.
So, yeah, there you go, man. That's nice.
What's his nickname? Scooby?
Yeah, Scooby. Man, Carlos Scooby Johnson.
That's so dope. I never had a cool nickname. I didn't have one. And I'm so jealous of Carlos having a Scooby. Like, that's a great nickname. That's a great nickname.
It'd be like Brock something. I'm not going to say your last name. You're on the radio, but
Brock the douchebag. That's usually what it would be, probably, nowadays. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations, Carlos. And he was, it was, what was the title? Mr. Basketball?
It was Mr. Basketball
Mr.
on the
Basketball.
State of Michigan by all of the state's high school coaches. So all the coaches kind of vote and get a consensus that way. So.
Damn, dude. Well, Carlos, congratulations, man. That's
congratulations,
awesome.
Scooby.
Repping Benton Harbor. Killer, dude. I love it, man.
Killing
nice.
It, man. Killing it. All right, so I have a couple other things here.
Yeah, what do you
Carl
got?
Carl Anthony Towns reveals mother is in a medically induced coma. Blah, blah, blah. He is a player for the Wolves. I'm just going to go through some headlines here. NASCAR orders pay cuts for employees until racing returns. I think that's kind of expected with a lot of the sports. Like, you know, like Zion paying for the wages of all the employees in his stadium. You know, I think it's going to have to take athletes or coaches or staff to step up to try to replenish those wages. But here's another story. Chargers update logo, the L.A. Chargers. They lean heavily on the powdered blue, if you like the powdered blue part of their uniforms. They changed them a little bit.
Do they still have the lightning bolt?
Still got the lightning bolt, man. Okay. It's just a lot more pussy of a blue. That's what it is.
Robin's egg blue.
Right. It is. Nothing manly about this blue, but you know what? Chargers pretty damn good. So.
That's probably why Brady didn't go to the Chargers. He's like, I ain't wearing that crap. Get out of here, you know, man. I'm not wearing that sissy little uniform.
Nothing against the Vikings, you know. I don't mind the Vikings.
Oh, shut up. The Vikings are the worst, and they're purple. Vikings fans, you wear purple. Come on. Yeah, you heard me, Larry.
That's exactly who you're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, okay. Basically, that's what we got, man. There's a few other stories. There's a Tom Brady story, but I ain't going to talk about that. Even here.
Don't give us all you got on the first shot there, buddy.
Right.
You
got
to whine us and dine us a little bit. We'll save some for next hour. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.
All righty. Good morning.
Yeah.
6:35, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up? What's happening, man? How you doing? You gotta warn me when we go on air, man.
No, never. You just gotta be ready, buddy. Pal.
Remember, I'm in my basement.
Yeah. Oh. You better be listening to every single second, and you're ready to go.
No, I might be doing things, Brock. You don't want to hear in the background.
Are you mixing clay right now? Are you stepping in a puddle? What's going on?
I just bought a potter's wheel off of Amazon, Brock. Yes, I'm making a new ashtray.
A new ashtray? Perfect. You've made 900 ashtrays because it's the only thing you know how to make. Welcome to it, folks. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Could be part of it.
Nailed it. See, you were ready. You were ready. You weren't doing anything weird. Well, Pete Townshend is self-quarantining in his studio at his country home in the English countryside. While disappointed that The Who had to postpone their UK tour for the next 2 months due to the pandemic, he says, quote, it feels like a gift to be back in the studio and working on things.
It's been good. One job was to focus on a remix of a song called Beads on One String from the recent Who album, which we're hoping that might work as a single. But the other thing that I've done is I've looked at the possibility of starting work early on writing new songs for another Who album, as the last one did so well. So I'm knocking ideas around. It's like being told, go and play with your train set. Oh, that's terrible.
So he's taking advantage of being stuck indoors and getting some music done.
And then I saw a weird naked ending.
Did you think that it was a little much? Pete says he's also finishing up the musical component to his recent novel, The Age of Anxiety. Chances are Pete will have a lot more time in the studio, as there's a strong possibility that The Who's U.S. tour, which is scheduled to start in April in Hollywood, Florida, will also be postponed, along with a lot of other stuff. But, you know, we kind of mentioned this before. There's a lot of bands that, you know, their tours got canceled. It was just announced by Danny Wimmer Presents that three big rock festivals that take place in May have been canceled. So the only, if you're looking at a silver lining, maybe, you get all these bands that are stuck indoors working on new music. Hopefully 2021 is just loaded with awesome new music. So silver
lining.
That's
what I was going to say, man. Yeah. You know, if anything good could come out of this, you know, with music artists is quarantine could give you a little bit better of an idea of what's coming up next for your band.
Yeah. Yeah, you get some stuff done, get some things thrown down in the studio, and we'll wait and see. But there you go. That's the latest in your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1990. Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee was arrested for allegedly exposing his buttocks during a concert in Augusta, Georgia.
Huh. Now, was that before or after the Pamela video?
That was before the Pamela video. When did that come out? Like mid-90s?
I don't know. I think it did have a timestamp in the actual video.
Yeah, it did, because it was shot on VHS. It's crazy. I don't know. That was a hard one to see as a young man. That one gave me a complex.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Think that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 646, Brock Hunter.
All righty, man. What's up?
Hunter literally just said to me, yeah, I know something was off about the show. My feet weren't kicked up.
I've been sitting straight up this whole time. What a, my spine's all weird.
What a damn fool you are.
Quit being a damn fool. Put your feet up, would you?
Damn it, Hunter. Anyway, good morning, everybody. How are you? Happy Wednesday. This week's been going by fast already. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. It is weird because you just don't think about it, man. If you got nothing to do, you just kind of turn the brain off a little bit, and it just kind of goes. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's how it works. But.
How different is that from any other day for you? Lockdown or not?
It's not.
I can't tell you how many times I just look over at Hunter and he's just got a blank stare on his face. He's got a little bit of drool, and I'm like, Hunter,
What?
Oh. Sorry.
Where am I?
Thinking about nothing there for a second.
Who am I? Who are you?
It's that one little hamster.
What is going on?
That one little hamster in there taking a break.
Shut up.
Anyway, folks, stick around. We got your useless trivia coming up here in just a little bit. Got some giveaways. Even though we're on lockdown, I still got stuff to give you. And don't worry, I won't hand deliver it. We will keep our social distancing. I'll get it to you. But that's coming up in just a few. So stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Let's just shut up.
Why don't you just shut up?
Why don't you shut up?
Now.
Okie dokie, here we go. It is time for your useless trivia, as always, brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. They are still open, ready to serve you. Obviously, no dining in. However, you can get delivery of No LaRue from Grubhub. Also, you can order and do carry out. It's awesome, man. I was just there the other week, and they're working hard, making sure people can still eat great while stuck at home. You know, you can
get it?
You can only have so much ramen and tuna fish before you lose your effing mind. So
They're not closed.
Don't you get it? So anyway, I'm going to make it easy on you, get you an awesome gift certificate to No LaRue. And another great thing to keep in mind, not just with No LaRue, but a lot of great local businesses, locally owned businesses around here. Even if you're not hungry for it, which you should be at all times, you can still buy gift certificates. That helps out a ton. So don't forget about that as well. Anyway, go see him, No LaRue. Just make sure you keep your social distancing, all right? Your useless trivia for today, grab a bottle of syrup. It's waffle day today.
Oh,
we were just talking about waffles the other day, man.
On the podcast.
On the podcast, because we were talking about syrup and how to say syrup. And
so it probably goes waffles, pancakes, and then French toast, hanging in a healthy third place.
God, that's just weird. That's a healthy third place. I like that. Anyway, what year was the first stovetop waffle iron patented? What year was the first stovetop waffle iron patented? Was it 1769, 1869, or 1969? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What year was the first stovetop waffle iron patented? Was it 1769, 1869, or 1969? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win. Yeah, dude. Good morning, 6:56. Happy Waffle Day. That's right. Great day to wake up and make some waffles. Got to fill every single crevice with butter and then soak it in syrup. Oh, it's hard to beat, man. Anyway, what year was the first stovetop waffle iron patented? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, it's B.
B, 1869. That is correct. All right. Whee! You know so much about waffle irons. That's amazing. What's your name, man?
Nick Grinky.
What is it?
Nick.
Oh,
Grinky.
It all rolled into one there. Anyway, you're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue. What station hooked you up, man?
107.
All right, next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news. Rock.